Now, can I see any youngsters? I can see one. I need three. I want three children. Now, would you like to come up, young man? And we're all God's children, up to the age of 100 odd. So two more volunteers, please. It's nothing difficult. Ah, there's two. One more volunteer. There's three. Well done. I'll put this on, but I'm very wary of these. We had one of these on the other day at Ponder's End, and the minister, Ray, put it on in the vestry and didn't realise he had. And we could hear everything in the church that was being said. And unfortunately, one comment that one of the members made in there wasn't too complimentary to one of the people sitting outside. But they went and apologised, and it was all made up. So I'm always wary now of these mics. I can understand now what poor old Mr. Brown felt like. Good. Would you like to come over here? What I want you to do is each one of you, and if you don't want to do it, you can go and grab a volunteer. How's that? I want you just to draw a picture. You can take up the whole of the page. You can have any colour you want, black, green or red. Right, who's going first? You want to come? Come on then, let me whisper. Right. Can you draw? Take up all the space, that's it, good. Great. Oh. Can you stay in there and hold that? Can you come and draw one? Can you come over here? Well, she's coming to get a volunteer, actually. Next to the young gentleman. Right, can you come and draw? Can you hold them up high? Can you all see those drawings? Right. Can you, anybody tell me what the first one is? A ghost, yes. I tried this out with the boys' brigade, but he heard me wrong. Instead of drawing a ghost, he drew a toaster. He thought I'd said toast, but still, good. Go and sit down with it. Right. Second one. Can anybody tell what this one is? No, not a pumpkin. Something that's contrary to this land, something that's a, or this world even. An alien, well done. Go and sit down. So that's a ghost, an alien, the last one. No. A ghost, an alien. Not an angel, you're getting near. No, you're getting near. It's God. That's the young lady's impression of what God looks like. Thank you. Can they sit down? Yes, three different things: a ghost, an alien, and God. All three have got something in common. Anybody know what? Has anybody seen a ghost? Anybody seen an alien? Anybody seen God? That's what they've got in common. Nobody's seen them. My son is a teacher in a school in Ireland, and the other Friday, one of these pupils said to him, "Sir, do you believe in God? Especially as you can't see him." So he said, my son turned it round. He said to him, "Well, do you believe in ghosts?" "Of course not, sir." "Do you believe in aliens?" "Oh, yeah." He said, "Why do you believe in aliens?" "Well," he said, "this world is so big, this universe is so big, that surely there must be other life somewhere in it." So he said, "Well, if you can believe in aliens, you've never seen them, but you believe in them, there's no proof that they exist, why can't I believe in God who created everything in this world? He created the universe. He created all the stars, and they still haven't got to the end of the universe. But he's also the one who created the snowdrop. You know, when you watch snow come down, you see a drop of snow. And I've never checked it, so you youngsters, when you get bored and it's snowing, go outside, because they reckon every snowflake is different. They have never found two snowflakes identical. What a God we got. He can make this massive universe, and he can also make a snowdrop, everyone different. I also read a few years ago of a article, and it was called Universe Earth. And they looked on somebody's body, and they found that living in the hairy parts of the body was all these bacteria. They were town dwellers. But then they suddenly noticed there was other bacteria that were like nomads. They were wandering all over the body. But then they were even more surprised, because they suddenly realized that riding on the back of these bacteria was other bacteria, using them like horses. This is the God that we've come into this building this morning to think about. The God that's so vast, he can concentrate on holding the whole universe together. But he's also the God that cares about the little small details, the most minute things we can only see under a magnifying glass. So lads, ladies, and gentlemen and girls, whenever you think of a ghost, you think of an alien, you think of God, we haven't seen any of them, but there's no reason why we can't believe in a God.